in a little series in the book of Nehemiah, and I'm just going to bite off a little bit of Nehemiah today, not much, but it's really important. Nehemiah was a politician. He was in Persia. He was the cupbearer to the king. He had a place of leadership. His life was cushy. But he heard and he was concerned about Jerusalem's walls being torn down, burned with fire. That's his homeland. And he's over in Iran. It's where he's at. But he heard in Israel this had happened. And it had been happening for a long time. They'd been out of the land for, you know, hundreds of years. But for 90 years, they'd been there trying to rebuild that wall. And it wasn't getting done. And the people were being ravaged, and it was horrible. And so Nehemiah decided to do something about it. Amen? Y'all hear me? Nehemiah did what? He decided to do what? Do something about it. And you know what? You have to do that. In life, and I've had some tough decisions I've had to make over this last year of my life. And you've had decisions you've had to make. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes life ain't it. You got to make some decisions. Amen? And we made the decision we're going to do this building debt-free. I'm not changing my mind. Amen? Say, ain't happening. What if the economy goes? What if steel goes up almost double? And that building is blocking steel. That's what it is. So what are we going to do? Well, no, we don't put that steel. Let's put plastic up there. We can't do that. And the roof fall in. Amen? Say. Make decisions. Decide to do something. Keep moving. One step at a time. Amen? That's what you got to do. Well, Nehemiah made some decisions. And I'm going to tell you something. Attitude is what? Everything. Listen, you can wallow if your life sucks right now. Excuse my language. Excuse me. Listen, if it does, you can just stay there. Or you can decide, I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to get up. Y'all listening or not? Attitude is everything. Nothing worse than a ball team with a stinking attitude. Oh, we practice and we go. If you got a stinking attitude, I don't care how much you practice. You can lose, man. Ask the Green Bay Packers. Oh! I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah, I know. There goes your card in the trash, Clark. Anyway, you know it's the truth, though, isn't it? You can take a beating by the Kansas City Chiefs like they did, and boy, you don't get out of your crawl. You know? Attitude. Let's talk about it. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have. And that's our what? Attitude, baby. Attitude, Webster says, it's an internal position or feeling with regard to something else. Words used to describe attitude, just so you'll understand. Disposition, feeling, mood, opinion, sentiment, temper, tone, perspective, frame of mind, outlook, view, or what? Morale. Amen? Come on. Pilots use the word attitude to describe their horizontal relationship with the runways during landing. I didn't know that. What's your attitude? What's your attitude? I knew altitude, but no attitude. They use it as those wings are coming in. If the plane's attitude is not properly aligned, it'll make contact with the ground at the wrong angle and what? Attitude is everything. Your inward disposition or attitude toward people, circumstances, or situation determines your what? It really does. This ain't name it, claim it, blab it, habit that I'm talking about up here on the screen. But, I mean, your attitude really can turn things around. In your life, in your family, in a business. Amen? A lot of churches go south in a hurry because the attitude gets bad. Amen? Say. That's why I can't stand gossip. We don't tolerate it here. You know why? Because you've got a bad attitude if you run your mouth like that. Y'all listening or not? Say. Absolutely. You hear that crap sometimes, you ought to say, you know what, you got a bad attitude, don't you? I think that's good. Amen. Why have I got to be the only one that talks like that? Amen. Come on. Are you going to land smoothly or what? Crash. Are you a winner or what? Absolutely. I mean, I know life's hard. We can go toe-to-toe with how bad it's been. And at the end of the day, neither of us get anything done. Except one-up each other on our bad attitude. Amen. Say. Are you positive or negative? That's what we're talking about. Real quick this morning. Attitude is what? It really is. It really is. Keep looking. John Maxwell said it's the advanced man of our true selves. Its roots are inward, but its fruit is outward. It's our best friend or our what? Worst enemy. It's more honest and more consistent than our what? Oh, I really have a good attitude, but if your attitude ain't good, I don't care how good attitude you say you got, you ain't got one. It's our outlook based on past what? And you can have bad past experiences, and you can say, well, that's going to be my attitude because my past was bad. Or you can have an attitude based on past experiences that's going to be positive and move you forward. You understand? It draws people to us or repels people what? I can't be around that person. It's never content until it's what? That's true. Your attitude is never content until it's expressed. Good attitude or bad attitude, it's going to get expressed. It's the librarian of our past. It's the speaker of our present. It's the prophet of our future. Attitude. The difference between winners and whiners is what? The attitude they have. And the way they respond to guess what? Really, that's where attitude comes from. Problems. Well, I've got problems. Well, good. Then you're going to get to have good attitude then. You see what I'm saying? We somehow believe, okay, bad things happen, so that gives me the right to have a bad attitude. Bad things happen so you can have a good attitude. You hearing me? That's how attitude comes to play. Winners see problems as challenges and opportunities that are going to take them to the next level. Okay? Whiners see problems as threats that undermine my potential to be, to have, and to do more. Attitude is what? Let's look at it real quick, and we're going to be, we got about 5 minutes max. We're flying, Raj. The enemy. Nehemiah's going to build the wall. He goes on his ride. He checks it out. He goes in and looks and looks, and the word gets out he's going to come and rebuild. He's got the resources of the king. The enemy. When Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn. They despised us. They said, what is this thing that you're going to do? Will you rebel against the king? Okay, there's always going to be an enemy. They laughed at us. They despised us. They ridiculed us. Keep going. But it came to pass that when Sanballat, the enemy, heard that we builded the wall. Say, builded the wall with me. Builded. I guess he just wasn't going to listen to him, was he? Nehemiah. He just started building anyway. Came to pass when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth, he was mad, and he took great indignation, and he mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews do? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice again one day? Will they make an end in a day? They're working so hard. Are they trying to get done by Friday? Picking on them, mocking them. Will they revive the stones that are all laying everywhere out of the heaps of the rubbish that are burned? The enemy is going to come against your attitude and my attitude. Now, Tobiah, the Ammonite enemy, was by him and said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall break down their stone wall. Listening, say, how many have been ridiculed? Put your hand up. Trying to do the right thing, trying to stay, trying to make it. There'll be some ridicule, won't there, say? See, you can't just have a good attitude if you don't get some ridicule. No. You've got to have a good attitude even when the ridicule comes. If you're going to build that wall. That's what Nehemiah had. Here's the builder's response. Here's Nehemiah. Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, He'll prosper us. For we're His servants. We're going to arise and we're going to build. But you have no portion, jerk. Nor right, nor memorial in this place called Jerusalem. Sacrifice. I can see Nehemiah being full of some stuff, baby. You know what I'm saying? Tough guy. He didn't come all this way with the resources of the king, and God laid that on his heart. put his life in jeopardy to quit. Amen? Attitude. God will prosper us. We're his servants. We'll arise and build, but you have no part, no right, and you have no memorial here. It's surprising how quickly, say it with me, a winning attitude can turn things right. Did you know I saw just this year at Lemon Bay High School the football team with a coach that came in trying to work them hard, trying to help that attitude? Matter of fact, he came in and had a bad attitude himself. He had to work on his own attitude. And they had a season. They were 500 for the first time since 2003. And we don't live in a community where the big boys are. You know what I'm saying? Attitude. Say this verse with me, the whole thing. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. Say this real loud with me. For the people had a mind to attitude. Say it with me one more time, the last part. For the people had a mind to work. Boy, that's where we're at, church. Amen? You listening? Say. And here we sit in America. Bad economy, yeah, I know. But our nation's not burned and the walls are laying in the ground. And you know what I'm saying? And we're not getting shot at, are we? Say. So we're not cutting any slack here. We can do this thing. If we have a mind to what? Attitude. So we built the wall. The people had a mind to work. I got to quit. Three verses. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And this is a verse I love. This is why you must always have a good attitude. Because you got to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. No matter what happens to you in your life, that has to be your goal. I have to let my light shine for Him. And when things are dark, last time I checked, that's when you cut the light on. Amen? And people can see better when you do that. So attitude, that's just a little talk for us. So do we have a mind to work, church? Amen? Yes, sir? Amen? 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 Well, I'm going to pray with you, and here's what we're going to do. I'm going to dismiss. We're going to have a close of our service, and Alex, Christy, and Donna's going to be on the back here. I'm going to be on the right with Elise, and if you have that card, I'd like for you to come by and give us that card, and I'm going to get, and you just tell us what size jersey. Small, medium, large, XL, it's okay. All right? And we're going to pop a jersey in your hand. Can we do it that way? We're going to do it. Let's pray together. Father, we love you. Thank you for a good day. Father, help us. Help us. Don't listen to that enemy. Help us to know we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Give us a mind to work. What we see out there is done. It's debt-free. It's paid for. Our light is shining for you, Jesus, in this community. I pray we will certainly not disappoint you, but we will shine. We will show forth that absolutely God is good. God is big, even in bad times. God, help us, we pray, to build this team. Touch hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm coming down. Wait a minute.